Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's secure for sea and get underway. How do the best salespersons become trusted advisors to business owners and top executives?
It's all about preparing the right message and then getting in front of the right influencers and decision makers. As a home-based business owner, your goal is to close big sales and establish loyalty for the long term.
Helping us to chart these waters today is Dr. Steve Istritz, a top-level sales guru and author of Selling to the C-Suite. He's going to help our viewers meet and successfully sell to the unique expectations of business owners and executive buyers.
So greetings, Dr. Steve Istritz. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Good morning. Hello out there.
Good morning. Thanks for coming on our show.
Where are you dialing in from today?
Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, cool. A little bit warmer than
well,
warmer.
Almost sunny.
Okay, all engines head standard. At the end of today's show, we'll share with you our best home-based business tip. What is the most neglected way that business owners can use social media? One that can greatly increase your online revenue. Stay tuned and we'll give you the answer at the end of today's show.
So, Steve, the key segment we're focusing on today is selling to the top-level executives and business owners. Let's learn more about them. What are some common misconceptions about these C-level executives, and how can they create problems for those who sell to them?
Well, the first thing about C-level executives is they do want to meet with salespeople, so you need to understand that. Secondly, you need to make sure you get to the right executive, what I call the relevant executive for the sales opportunity, for the product or service that you're selling. You need to make sure that you're getting to the right executive. You don't always need to get to the top, but finding that relevant executive is so important. And in my book, Selling to the C-Suite, I define that relevant executive as the executive who stands to gain the most or lose the most as a result of the outcome of the project or application that's associated with your sales opportunity. So you need to find that relevant executive in that organization and then find the best way to get to them.
So that's kind of fascinating. So you're saying you're a home business owner, you're doing a business to business sale, and,
right.
and you're trying to target, okay, there's several key executives in this business I'm going to target with my product. You're saying right. to look for the executive that is the most to lose or gain with the value that you can bring with whatever exactly. you're selling.
Exactly. You need to find that executive whose neck is on the line for the outcome of the project or application that's associated with your sales opportunity. So in effect, you have to sit on the other side of the desk and view your opportunity from the customer's perspective. And that's the best approach to look at that.
Yeah, that brings back some memories on, in the military. They taught, okay, get in the mind of your enemy, which is kind of, sort of what you're doing. It's not your enemy, but it's the person you're trying to sell to. You've got to get into them and see things from their perspective, and then that can give you some critical analysis about how they would perceive your product or service.
Right. And then you want to be sure that before you meet with that executive, you've done some of your homework. You need to understand a little bit about their industry, about their company, and about the executive you're meeting with, himself or herself. So you need to do the research and go onto the internet and find some information about that person, that company, that industry, so that you can make an effective call with that executive.
So I think we'll talk a little bit more about this in the show, but have you found LinkedIn to be a pretty good way to learn about that executive you need to talk to?
Absolutely. You need to do a LinkedIn lookup on that executive and look at the executive's profile. find out who they are connected to. Find out where they have worked before. Do you know people in any of the organizations where they have worked or in the organization they're in today? Do you know people that they're connected to that you can make a phone call and find out about that person and get some more insight? So again, you're prepared to meet with that executive. And on the other side of that, you need to make sure that your LinkedIn profile is up to date, it's accurate, and it reflects how you could help your customers with your product or service. That's what you want to do, because they're researching you, perhaps, and looking at your LinkedIn profile to find out that kind of information.
Yeah, this is such an important topic for home business owners, because so many of them are just looking at things from a small perspective and thinking they can only reach out to other home-based entrepreneurs and anything. But when you expand to larger companies, corporations, and business to business, you know, that opens up, that opens up a lot of opportunity. So talk a little bit more about this. The first step in any sales situation is to gain access to the person you're selling to. And the top level executives do have, you know, the most barriers to access. Dr. Bistritz, what are some of the best ways to gain access to the executive level, to that person you need to meet?
Right. Well, what executives told us was the best way to get to them is through a lower level executive or through a lower level person in their organization who has credibility with that executive. And it could also be the gatekeeper. So the one thing I tell salespeople is make sure you treat the gatekeeper as a resource. And in fact, I really take that up a step. I say treat the executive gatekeeper as if he or she was the executive himself or herself. And that means treating them with respect, treating them with deference, and providing them the information they need that can help you get to that executive. And you know, I was reading a business article in the New York Times a number of months back, and it was about this executive who was interviewing people to work for her. And what she said was, after each interview she conducted, she always went out to the secretary or the receptionist and she asked them, how did that person treat you? So be careful when you're making those face-to-face calls on executives that you treat everybody that you meet in that organization, no matter how low level you perceive them to be, with the respect and the deference that you would give to that executive.
You're always being watched.
Exactly. It's like when you're making a face-to-face call, you're on stage on Broadway.
So don't make that exception when you walk in and you're just walking through there and you're not on stage. You're on stage when you're walking through into that office. People are looking at, particularly just people instinctively, somebody new walks in, hey, what's going on here? And, their feedback's going to be important.
Yeah. And another thing, you know, in meeting with high-level executives, we did some research with CXO-level executives where we asked them about their relationships with professional salespeople. And when I did that research, this is a number of years back, I used some MBA students from the University of North Carolina. I talk a little bit about this in the book. And we did some of those face-to-face interviews with executives. And after one of the first ones we did, it was actually a practice interview on one of the co-sponsors of our research. It was the CIO of a major corporation whose name you would recognize. I'll leave that out here. Okay? But after the MBA student had asked all the questions, I sat across the desk from the CIO, again, a Fortune 500 company, and I said to that CIO, now, Jim, why would you ever want to meet with a professional salesperson? And his answer absolutely astounded me. He said, Steve, I meet with professional salespeople because often they can offer me solutions that even people within my own organization can't develop. And I want the benefit of their knowledge and experience. And that's why I'll meet with a professional salesperson, because they've seen this situation in other companies. And I want the benefit and value of that experience and how that validated me as a professional salesperson and also gave me a great story for my book.
Okay. Well, that really ties in, definitely ties in with what we put out to the home business market is that every home business owner is a salesperson. You have to be a salesperson. So, you know, when you hear this salesperson, remember that means you. Well, before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Safety Technology. Start a home business marketing non-lethal self-defense products. Work with Safety Technology, the industry leader for 29 years. Sell through home parties, swap markets, auction sites, and your own e-commerce website. For more information, visit helpdefendpeople.com or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
Now, if you're selling to a larger company, say for a business-to-business sale, you have an added challenge in getting to the right person. Steve, how do you identify that relevant executive for the sales opportunity?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. And again, I devote a whole chapter in the book about this. And what you have to do is you're always observing what's happening in that customer organization. No matter what kind of call you make, and it's not, you know, not going to happen perhaps on the first call that you have on that customer in that organization, but you're always looking for and gathering information, and kind of at the end of the day, you have to triangulate that information and put together your research that you've done, you're speaking with other people in that organization. You're observing what happens when they have reorganizations and things of that nature. You're seeing who the winners, who the losers are. So eventually you will find out who the executive is that's in charge of the application or project that your solution is trying to solve. And another thing, when you're talking to executives, what executives told us was they want salespeople who listen before proposing a solution. So don't just go in there with your product or service trying to find a home for it, if you will. You're trying to solve a problem for that customer and make sure that you listen and understand what those problems and requirements are so that you can offer a solution that provides value for them.
So it sounds like a natural then is, you know, talk to them first before putting your proposal together, but take your proposal and weave into it things that you've heard from the client to make that connection.
Exactly. Exactly. And if they're going to go out with an RFP, for example, for products or services, you want to be in there early talking to that executive so that they include some specifications regarding your product or service. If you do that, you have a much better chance of winning the deal. But again, listen before proposing a solution. And always remember, executives buy not when they understand, but when they feel they are understood. And again, that comes with listening so that you can make informed advice, you can deliver informed advice to that executive with your solution.
I like that. So always remember in any sales situation to be that it's in a matter of understanding what it is you're selling. And that's the key point they've got to get through to make that buyer decision.
But understanding more importantly, what the client needs and what their requirements are so that you can fit your solution into that organization. You need to make sure that your solution delivers value to them. And that's when you can go ahead and propose your solution.
I like to bring up one topic you talk about a little bit here, digital natives. You know, what is referred to as digital natives. What is the impact of digital natives? Well, let's talk a little about what are those and reaching the boardroom of decision makers.
Yeah, well, that goes back to, you know, using social media, for example. Are you getting out there and using Twitter? Are you using LinkedIn? Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, LinkedIn is so important. I can't emphasize that enough because what we found was even senior executives, C-level executives, 63% in a recent survey of C-level executives said they were accessing LinkedIn before meeting with salespeople. Now think about that.
Yeah.
You're not, if you don't have a presence on LinkedIn, if you're not using LinkedIn and other sources of social media, Facebook, for example, your company ought to have a presence and a web on a site on Facebook, so that, again, because customers are checking you out, they're using social media much more today, even senior executives. Now, I wouldn't have thought that. I would have thought, you know, lower level people in the organization, of course, are using social media. But even senior executives today said they're using social media. They're looking for somebody's presence out there. They're looking for your company. They've checked out you, your competitors. So you have to have a presence. You have to be able at some point to provide differentiation to that customer as to why they should select you.
That clears it up for me. So digital natives, you're talking about the ways you can gain access with social media. And I'd like to hit one point. Most small business owners are pretty good with Twitter and Facebook and even Instagram, but I think a lot neglect LinkedIn, and that, you know, it maybe it's kind of tough to have an actual LinkedIn profile for your company, but you as the owner should have that LinkedIn profile and then make the connection with your company through your personal profile. And that's what top decision makers are going to first.
Right. And again, you want to make sure that your personal profile demonstrates to that executive how you can provide value to them. Because when you're talking value, you're talking to an executive in that organization. And when you're competing against different competitors, you know, your competition might not be the traditional competitor you're thinking about. But executives are looking perhaps at other sources of funds and other sources of opportunities. And they're looking at where they could get the best return on their investment. So if you've got a product or a service that you're trying to sell to an organization, again, you've got to look beyond the traditional competitors and make sure that you're delivering value to the executive. That's what they're focused on.
Good point.
So touching more on that, how are online tools and social media revolutionizing the way executives buy? Are there any other social platforms you can mention?
No, I think, you know, the ones we've mentioned here, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, those are the ones that executives are using and accessing, some more than others. But you know, I go back to LinkedIn so many times, particularly in the business environment. And I don't know how many, right now, I think there are 500 million users of LinkedIn.
That's staggering.
Yeah, it is. And I was within the first 1 million users, okay? I've been using it. I was one of the early adopters of LinkedIn because I saw the benefit and value of it. And it continues to be of value today.
So I think a tip there with using LinkedIn is, you know, that executive is only going to have so much time to kind of scan the first part of it. Make sure that you're closing in the first part of your LinkedIn profile. So when they see, you know, the general information about you and your company, they get the information they need.
Right. And again, focus on how you can provide value to your customers, the traditional customer that you'd be focusing on. Make sure that's in that top level of that profile.
Oh, great. Well, getting this access and making the sale is only the first phase of building a long-term relationship. Steve, right. How can home-based salespersons establish and maintain trust and credibility at this critical executive level?
Right. Well, what executives are looking for in terms of credibility, they're looking at, number one, your capability, what you can deliver for them and to them. But second, they're looking at your level of integrity. Can they trust you? Okay. And if you provide both capability and integrity, you start to operate in what I call the client value zone. Okay. And this is where you can become perceived as that trusted advisor. And more importantly, if you develop a trusted advisor relationship with that executive or with those executives that you're working with, they'll often help you and find other opportunities for you. So the relationship can become collaborative. But the only way you can develop that collaborative relationship is to become that trusted advisor.
Get that referral, get that valued referral.
Exactly. And you're not going to accomplish this in the first call or maybe even the second or third call. It's going to take some time to become perceived as that trusted advisor. So you as a salesperson have to look at where you're going to make that investment of your valuable time. Because that's all salespeople have, is time. So they've got to maximize and optimize the use of their time as they're interfacing with different customers. And customer executives don't want a trusted advisor relationship. You'll find that out pretty quickly. Perhaps you don't want to spend a lot of time there. But you can only develop that relationship with continued access where you're providing both integrity and capability. That yields credibility with client executives.
Great.
Dr. Steve Bistritz, this has been a great discussion on selling to the top level. Do you have any final points to share with our audience?
No, I think the last thing I would say is you always want to be credible with executives. You don't want to waste their time. You don't want to patronize them. Ask them questions whose answers you could have determined from another source. That could be a lower level executive. That could be somebody else in the organization. It could be from the internet. You don't want to worry about those kind of questions. You don't want to ask those questions of executives. And again, they don't expect to educate you. They expect you to be knowledgeable about what's important to them. So I talked about those three levels of learning: industry, company, executive. Just keep that in mind. And again, last point, always listen before proposing your solution.
Well, Dr. Steve Bistritz, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
You're welcome. Enjoyed it.
To learn more about Dr. Steve Bistritz, visit our podcast website at homebusinessmag.com for more information.
Okay, the answer to today's home business tip: what is the most neglected way the home business owners can use social media, one that can greatly increase your online revenue? Use social media such as Facebook and Twitter to provide customer service and care to your existing clients. Besides being an efficient way to keep in contact, you'll lay the foundation for future sales. Thank you for joining us in this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.
Bye.